Jonas Blue and Perfect Strangers, you're listening to Beat 102 and 103. And while we're thinking summer holidays and barbecues, thousands of students are working towards the Leaving Cert and Junior Cert that kicks off this Wednesday. It's a stressful time for students and their families. And joining me on the phone this morning with some advice for the next few weeks is Principal of Blackwater Community School in Lismore, County Waterford, Dennis Ring. You're very welcome this morning, Dennis.
Thank you.
What kind of a atmosphere is there around Blackwater Community School? What was it like on Friday? Most people leaving on Friday for the summer. Is there a strange atmosphere this time of year?
Yeah, I suppose it is really. I suppose you have a combination of people being very excited about finishing their house examinations, or first, second and fifth years and transition years. And then you have the year of expectancy amongst the transition years, or third years and sixth years. And you know, it's a very anxious time for them. And I think those days leading up to the state exams in particular are particularly stressful and difficult because, you know, there is a lot of media attention focused on it and so on.
And it's funny, I was going to ask you that because we are quite guilty in the media of focusing on a Leaving Cert exam in particular, you know, going on the first day of the exams and then the exam results. I don't know if other countries are as focused on it.
Yeah, I think they are. You'd have that in the UK as well and other European countries. And the reality is that after the first three or four days, I think the novelty from a media perspective and so on nearly wears off as well. And students even find that once you hit the first weekend, the pressure is off to a certain degree. And I think once students get to that first Friday, it makes an awful difference. And things began to relax a little bit from there on in.
So it's Sunday morning and we have two more days before the big day on Wednesday. So three kind of full days to be thinking about your exams. What advice would you be giving people, especially in families this morning, that last Sunday before the junior and leaving cert? What kind of things can they be doing to ease the pressure today?
The most important thing, I think, is to relax and not to be putting undue pressure on at this particular point in time. There's very little can be done at this stage. It's about, to be honest, it's about mentally preparing as much as anything else at this stage. Relaxing, making sure that the environment at home is calm and relaxed. And for parents and guardians to recognise that a lot of their anxiety can very often be transmitted on to students. And they have to relax and be calm about things as well. And provide opportunities where the house is cool, calm and collected and, you know, enable, it would be a great opportunity even to get your son or daughter just to go for a walk or to have a leisurely lunch outside the house, even better, because if it's outside the house on that day, for those who can afford to do it on that day, it's a good exercise because if you eat out, it's more conducive to talking. We're all familiar with the dinner table at home or the lunch table at home where people come and eat and rush into the next room to get a bit of work done or a bit of study done, and communication is at its highest. That's not the case in all houses, but that is the case in a lot of houses. And, you know, it's about having a stress-free environment. It's about, you know, having the house calm and relaxed, for example, you know. I even remember going back to my own times, things like the radio being on louder, our brothers and sisters having music going a little bit louder and so on. People are on edge at that particular point in time, and the most reasonable of students and the most reasonable of people can literally flare up and get a little bit panicked.
Oh, I remember it well.
Like
yeah,
but
exactly.
But it's easy to if you anticipate these things, they don't become a problem.
True. So don't tiptoe around it, you're saying.
Yeah, I think it's in an area of just look, if there are older brothers or younger brothers and sisters around the place, it's no harm for them not to be in the house maybe for the afternoon and just have a bit of peace and quiet for that bit of study that they want to get through that evening. And even in the days leading up to it, it's a small sacrifice for people to make at that particular point in time. Yes. And I think it's important that they eat properly, they hydrate properly, they sleep properly, all of those things. And, you know, also to be aware of that there's no point putting added pressure on that particular point in time. If the son and daughter hasn't worked diligently in the months leading up to it There's no point putting undue pressure on at that particular point in time. Mm-hmm. And equally so for those students who have worked very hard and have worked very diligently, you know, they just need that little bit of time out. They need that bit of support. And sometimes it's just by being in the house, not necessarily saying anything to them, but being in the background and being available, it gives kind of almost this baby blanket security, knowing that there's people in the house or there's support around the place. Not that they'll be calling on it necessarily, but there is a reassurance that in
that. That it's there. Great. Well, yeah. Some great advice there, Dennis. So the real main thing is take these next few days to try and chill out if you can and not get yourself too stressed out. And as you said, some good food and hydration is key as well.
It is, and one of the very important things as well is that to get into an established routine that you're going to maintain during the exams.
Okay, and what do you mean by that?
So, for example, well, sometimes people just get carried away the night or two before the first exam and they'll stay up till 12 or 1 or 2 and get panicked about things and stay up. And you can carry that off for a day or two, but it can have a cumulative effect over the other exams.
Ah, okay.
And people tend to repeat the habits. They tend to stay up late over several nights. Now, that's fine. You'll get away with that for a few days. But as the exams progress, all of that will accumulate, and it'll end up, you'll accumulate a lot of stress, tiredness, crankiness.
Exactly.
And the later exams begin to suffer.
Yeah.
And one of the things I'd often be highlighting to our own students at Blackwater Community School is that once you go beyond that first few days, there tends to be gaps between exams. Depending on your subject choice, obviously. And they are opportunities where you can really cash in on study. You could have 2, 3, 4, even a week of days in advance of a later exam. Now, sometimes students who begin to feel sorry for themselves and see their friends who are finishing a little bit earlier, They begin to lose sight of the fact that there's a huge advantage there. If you have 4 or 5 days before a later exam, you can really cash in on that in terms of revision. And it could very easily be the subject that you'll end up getting the best grade in.
True.
But unfortunately, some students at that particular point in time, they begin to feel sorry for themselves. The focus tends to go off the exams. There's less talk about them. And some of their friends maybe finished a bit earlier and they feel a bit cheated or aggrieved that they're not finished.
And they have FOMO when everyone's out and about. And they're
happy. And some are beginning to have parties a little bit earlier. And what they begin to lose sight of is, hey, there's a great advantage here. You can really cash in on this.
So take that advantage.
You can really drive home an advantage in that. And I feel oftentimes, you know, students don't capitalise enough on that opportunity.
Brilliant. Well, great advice, especially if you have got some of those exams later on. Thanks a million for joining us this Sunday morning, Dennis. And you know, I will look forward to the sun shining on Wednesday, because isn't that always what happens when the Leaving Cert starts?
You can be assured of it.